the Shibali Haleket writes an incredible halacha. He says, Arba yomim shebein yom kippurim l'chag ha-sukos, nogu b'nei magensa shalalipo apneim. The Shibali Haleket quotes a custom that is actually very prevalent today, that in the days, the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, we do not recite Tachanun. Literally translated, we do not fall on our faces. V'chei matzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha, she'noflin al pneim ba'arba yomim she'ben yom ha-kippurim l'chag ha-sukkos. A well-known custom, we do not recite Tachanun in these days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Tachnun, of course, is the supplicatory prayer. Vayomer David al Gad, tsar li ma'od. Over the course of davening, we assume different positions. We stand, we sit, and in Tachnun, we prostrate ourselves. Now, of course, we don't really do prostration, because in general, we don't prostrate ourselves outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, with the exception of the prostrations of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the closest thing we do is we fall down on our arm. What we call Nefilah Sapayim, known as Tachanun. So we do not recite Tachanun on these days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Now this is intriguing, because there are a number of days throughout the year when we don't recite Tachanun, but generally Tachanun is omitted on any day or series of days which have an element of simcha, an element of celebration. So we don't recite Tachanun on Shabbos. We don't recite Tachanun on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, on Rosh Chodesh, days in which there's an element of joy, happiness, celebration. Tachanun, which in and of itself is a much more, it's a prayer of distress. It's a prayer of supplication in a time of distress. Again, as I mentioned before, Vayomer David al Gad, tsar li ma'od. The tefillah itself speaks about the difficulties, reaching out to God in the midst of dire circumstances with the hope for help and salvation. So why do we omit Tachanun on these days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos? So the commentaries give a variety of reasons. But the Shibali Haleket himself says something so beautiful. He says, Shebahem Nishlam Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Because how beautifully, in these days, thousands of years ago, is when Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, finished building the Beis HaMikdash. Incredible. He quotes the psukim from Divrei HaYomim that the Chanukas HaBayis, the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, actually really began on the 8th of Tishrei, even before Yom Kippur, but extended through these days. So since these are the days in which the Beis HaMikdash was completed and consecrated, there's a Yom Tov element, there's a celebratory element to these days, and therefore no Tachanun. But I think that there is an incredibly profound personal message in this as well. You see, we've just come off of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We've just come off of the Yomim Noraim. And of course, the essence of these days is tshuva, is to repent, is to try to be the kind that people are able to look inside of ourselves, to introspect, to identify that which is broken, that which is in a state of disrepair, and to create a plan to fix it, to see what went wrong last year, and make a plan to do things better. Of course, simultaneously to focus on what I did right, and to build on that as well. But that's the essence. When I come into Yomim Noraim, I become acutely aware of where I've gone wrong. And I'm a human being, we all go wrong in different ways. I become aware, I identify the problems, and I create a plan to fix and address those problems. Because one thing is clear, I want this year, Tavshin Pei Aleph 5781, to be better than last year. But you know, sometimes we think that when Ni'ila is finished, right, when that final shofar blast, which still resonates in our soul now, even hours later, we think that when that shofar blast, when we sing the Shana Abba Yerushalayim, when we get to the Tiskabel of Kaddish, the Vehu Rachum of the first Ma'ariv of the new year, so we think, okay, we're done, tshuva's done. But you know, my dear friends, the same way they say Rome wasn't built in a day, human beings aren't built in a day as well. The Yomim Noraim begin a process of tshuva, begin a process of introspection, and begin a process of rebuilding, personalistic rebuilding. But lest you think that you could accomplish that process in 10 days, it's not true. It takes a while. For some of us, it'll take the days up until Sukkos. For some of us, it'll take us up until Hoshana Rabbah. Others will need until Shemini Atzeres. Some will go until Chanukah, Tu Bishvat, Purim, Pesach, Shavuos. And some will only manage to go ahead and really reconstruct themselves by Elul next year. But each of us is a work in progress. And so right after Yom Kippur ends, we don't say Tachanun. Do you know why, says the Shibali Haleket? Because these are the very days that thousands of years ago the Beis HaMikdash was built. Each of us is a Beis HaMikdash. Each of us is a miniature temple. We are a temple of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bilvavi Mishkaneva. Each of us is a Beis HaMikdash. And the same thing that happened thousands of years ago, that the Beis HaMikdash was completed, was being built on these days, the personal Mikdash has to continue to be built as well. And there's celebration in that. Because whenever you get to build or rebuild yourself, whenever you get to put the finishing touches on your personalistic identity, whenever you get to refine or better yourself a little bit, that's cause for celebration. So just like thousands of years ago, these were the very days in which the Beis HaMikdash was finished, was being finished, being built, the finishing touches were being put on it. Lest you think that our work is done now that Yom Kippur is over, there's still building to be done. There are still finishes to be added. There are still some rough edges that have to be smoothed out. The work is not done. The work for Tafshin Pei Aleph is just beginning. But don't let that thought overwhelm you. That thought generates an incredible sense of unbridled joy. Because I am confident that Hashem is going to give me a year of life, a year of bracha, and a year of success, so that I have all of the tools to make a beautiful, personalistic edifice, so that I have all the tools to create something beautiful from myself, from my life, from my identity in this year and many years to come. So we are mitachanun on these days as a demonstration of celebration for the historical building of the Beis HaMikdash and an anticipatory celebration and excitement for the contemporary building that each of us will engage in, the building of our Mikdash Ma'at, the building of our personal Beis HaMikdash. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.